Hello and welcome. This is Classical Music Decoded. I'm Dino Madramuthu, and the objective of this podcast is to demystify classical music, yet at the same time keep the sense of wonder. Now, today's episode is a bit different in that I'm going to lay the groundwork for an episode to follow, and this groundwork involves a brief explanation of a movement that took shape in the early 1900s. In fact, from about 1915 or so, there emerged in classical music a movement called neoclassicism. It emerged as a reaction against the excesses of the late Romantic era, when music became complicated and heavy and long-winded, and listening to some of those pieces is actually a test of endurance. The protagonists of neoclassicism favored a return to the restraint and the balance, and the lighter textures of the classical era, also of the Baroque era. Now, apart from restraint and balance, other notable characteristics of neoclassical music include economy of expression, where neoclassical music tended to be more concise and less emotionally charged compared to romantic music. There was also polytonality and dissonance. Some neoclassical works, certainly not all of them, incorporated elements of dissonance and polytonality, which were relatively new in the early 20th century, and this added a modern flavor to classical forms. And this leads to another characteristic of neoclassical music. Composers of this school incorporated classical and Baroque forms into their music, so they made use of themes and variations, as well as rondo forms and things like minuets and trios. Now, the center of this movement was Paris, particularly a group of composers who were known as the Six. In addition to their desire for classical restraint, they sometimes incorporated dance hall music and jazz into their compositions. They were also quite mischievous and irreverent, and they admired the composer Erik Satie, himself an eccentric, who composed works such as Bureaucratic Sonatina and Flabby Preludes for a Dog. Satie was one of the pioneers of neoclassicism, the others being Sergei Prokofiev and Igor Stravinsky. In the next episode, I'm going to cover a piano concerto by Francis Poulenc, who was one of the Six, and that episode will be coming up in a few days. This is Classical Music Decoded. I'm Dino Madramuthu. Thanks for listening to this brief introduction to neoclassicism, and look out for the episode in which the focus will be a piano concerto by Francis Poulenc, himself a neoclassicist. That episode will be coming up in a few days.